Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Did you hear about the Welsh tourists who got drunk and stole a penguin named Dirk from SeaWorld on the Gold Coast? Or the Canadian guy who tried to beat a breathalyzer test by eating his own underpants? Hey, I'm Tara Saraband from World's Dumbest Criminals, an upbeat podcast about deadbeat crims. Join me every Monday to hear about the most ridiculous, bizarre, and downright stupid crimes and criminals in the world ever. Like the Australian man who put out an unsuccessful hit on his wife and freaked out when she crashed her own funeral. Or the Chinese woman who deliberately ran 49 red lights in her ex-boyfriend's car. World's Dumbest Criminals is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Make sure you subscribe if you don't want to miss any criminally stupid shenanigans.
Previously on Mirths and Monsters, the furry crew went back in time to try and get the answer to what actually happened to the crew of the Mary Celeste. But when they got there, the crew were already gone. On top of this, they were met by a talking robotic albatross. The show, man. So many things to discover. Let's go back and see where this goes, because I have no idea. On with the pod.
Well, this is a turn up for the books. I've never met a talking robot albatross before. And there's another sentence I never thought I'd say. Anyway, you said you would explain what was going on.
Oh yes, I did. It seems so long ago that I said that. It's better that I show you. Please, walk this way.
Al, that's what I've decided to call them, Al then walked as you would imagine an albatross to walk, which is probably why they choose to fly for so long. Ray, when they said to walk this way, it wasn't to imitate, it meant to follow them.
Puny mortal.
It's okay. The Ray is more than welcome to do this.
Hang on. I think I recognize that voice. Nah, can't be. Al carried on hippity-hoppiting over the deck until they reached the trapdoor to the lower part of the ship. And we bibbity-bobbitied down into the hold of the mysterious Mary Celeste and were greeted by two familiar faces. Two familiar, furry faces.
Hello, CK. Surprise!
It is yous!
Oh, yeah. We don't normally show ourselves in these situations, but as you're here, and especially you're here...
Sandra motioned towards little Ray, who was already running over to give Sandra and Mandy a proper greeting. Mirthers, allow me to freshen your memories. On a previous adventure, me and the furry crew set out to investigate the real truth behind the Bermuda Triangle. What we ended up finding was a race of alien beings, from Pluto to be precise, who looked very like large cats. They had been on Earth for millennia, and their very large, city-sized spaceship had crash-landed and settled on the bottom of the ocean in the region of where the Bermuda Triangle is located. The reason they crash-landed was because, being cats, they slept through the part where they were meant to wake up and relocate on Mars. As it turned out, they also loved the 1980s, and especially loved the work of the one and only Barry Manilow. Hence why Ray is so connected to them. And hence why they're also called Mandy and Sandra. As for what they're doing here, I have absolutely no idea. I should probably ask them, eh? Let's get back to the story. We all hugged and did the usual, how are you? How have you been? Why are a couple of Plutonian cats in the lower deck of a ship with a notorious history?
Oh, we're fine. We've been doing well. Keeping busy, you know? We've also been experimenting with time portals and stuff. You know, just to keep things interesting. Yeah, I think it's a cat thing. Fascinated by something, lose interest quickly, and then fall asleep in something that's laying on the floor instead of our own beds.
Ray, Bobby and Castiel all nodded their wee feline heads sagely, while me and Finn shrugged with resigned agreement.
But this new thing that we've been working on has captured and kept our interest, like the reddest light of a laser pointer or the jangliest of keys.
That brought gasps from the girls. And this thing is a time portal.
Oh yeah, you betcha. We were just lazing about, you know, like cats do. Wondering what to do after the Kenny Loggins film-related marathon finished, and Mandy suggested learning how to become fighter pilots. Top Gun was on at the time. I told her that we would need a load of cushions in the cockpit just to see out of the window. And we both agreed we would just then fall asleep on them, so that was a no-go from the start. Watching the planes did give us the start of an idea, though. Yeah. You know where we live, right? The three-sided Bermudian Triangle of Doom? Planes, ships going missing and all that? As we know, there isn't a huge amount of actual mystery about these disappearances, but that led us to the ones that are mysterious. For example,
the Mary Celeste.
Well done, human. We thought it'd be interesting to try and figure out a way to find out what actually happened with the non-Bermuda Triangle-related ones. It took us quite a while, a good week and a half. But finally we figured out how to create time portals.
A whole week and a half, eh?
Yeah, well, we did have a long weekend in Tibet to go play Twister with the Dalai Lama. Did eat into our time.
Who won?
Oh, the Dalai Lama did. In fact, no matter what games we played or what we did to try and put him off, well, he's won with everything.
So, time portals, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe you still think that joke is funny. Yeah, I would go into the science, quantum physics, and mechanics behind it, but oh, he's already glazed over. Moving on.
Mirthers. During this interlude, let me tell you that Sandra and Mandy did do their best to try and explain the hoobly-doobliness behind how time portals work. But to be quite honest, my brain started to gently atrophy and yet also leak out of my ear holes. So they took pity on me and said it was magic. That made much more sense to me. Back to the story. So you two used magic to make the time portals to try and find out if any of these mysteries were indeed mysterious.
Yeah. We'd been watching a lot of Scooby-Doo. Him and Finn are the only two dogs we allow in our lives.
I looked at Finn, and he was sitting there with a full-on beamer across his happy mush.
Of course, this is pre-Scrappy-Doo.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But of course, I would expect nothing less from such intelligent beings as yourselves.
Of course, we checked with Mom and Dad first, and once they said, yep, we were good to go. We made a list of interesting ones, and away we went.
Where have you been so far?
We've had a few adventures thus far, but two of the more well-known ones have been searching for Amelia Earhart and figuring out who D.B. Cooper actually was.
Whoa! You figured those out?
Well, yeah, we totally did.
Get right out of town. Dish up the goodies, my Platonian pal.
We will, but not right now. No, don't do that face. You'll enjoy it all the more later. Trust me.
Oh, all right then. But about this old shippy-doo here, Madame Mary Celeste, mysterious, bad juju, or just bad luck?
You know, the stories about the hardships this vessel has suffered, even from the launch, there did seem to be something untoward, suspicious, surreptitious, and possibly hinky. Well, after talking to the captain and his family, it turns out it was just bad management. Financial frugality, and what is commonly known as human error.
You know, people being dumb butts.
Oh, that old chestnut. Hang on, you spoke to the captain and his family?
Oh yeah, I said we figured it out. Well, we did have some help.
Uh-huh. Pray continue.
Follow us.
Are you lot okay with it? Okay, they're already through. Right then, here we go. We've arrived, folks. And this is a very familiar place. We're back in the home of Sandra and Mandy, in the heart of the Bermuda Triangle. I wonder if we'll see King Tuna and Lady Tuna later. The furry crew are already tootling down the neon walkways of this retro nostalgia paradise as Sandra and Mandy take me to the pool room. It's where people play pool. And when we get there and I walk in, I dang near lose my dingly-dangly mind. Now, while I'm not a history expert, I have done research on a variety of things, so even I knew that was Amelia Earhart about to knock the eight ball in the left centre pocket. The guy she was playing looked familiar, but I couldn't quite place him. After Amelia won, he looked over and saw that I had the classic, "I know you, but I don't know from where," expression. He smiled, reached onto the table where snacks and drinks were, picked up a distinctive pair of sunglasses, put them on, and I said, "That's who it is," as D.B. Cooper looked back at me. Over in the corner, on the Pac-Man arcade machine, was a wee family, all sort of old-time, ship-shape-looking kind of family, dressed in clothing from around the time of, ooh, random guess, Mary Celeste. Well, like I said, this is a turn-up for the books. Sandra and Mandy nodded for me to follow them outside. We got comfy on the lush grass and Mandy spoke.
We found out, unintentionally, that when we go through the time portal that wherever we choose to go, whichever mystery we decided to investigate, we arrive just a few short minutes before the people involved would have, you know, used up their 9 lives, so to speak.
Died.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to be subtle.
We're basically cats.
Touché. When we arrive, time stops. We, someone or something, creates a sort of bubble. When we talk to the people, whether that be an innovative aviator or a potential bank robber who parachuted from a plane into a mystery, we explain what's going on. And it's amazing how quickly someone will believe us. In the words of D.B. Cooper,
"You're talking cat. What else could be weirder than that?"
So they come back with us. And while their lives aren't as they intended them to be, they still have lives.
This is incredible. How often have you done this? Isn't there some form of butterfly effect or anything?
It would seem no. The journeys we have taken and those we have brought back with us are known as genuine mysteries. As far as anyone knows, Amelia and DB went missing for whatever reason, and the only thing that remains is not knowing what happened. If someone were to leave here and go back, well, we don't quite know what would happen, but we are looking into it. On the plus side, they're happy to be here, because they're, you know, not dead. You are incapable of any form of subtlety, aren't you?
No, it's okay, we all understand. It's something that happens, but didn't happen to them. That's a definite plus. This is remarkable. How many trips have you had?
Well, more than 3. Less than 1,000.
So you've got lots of very interesting folk to talk to.
I told you he would like it. Come on, you lot. Let's go see our folks, and then you can wander to your heart's content.
And there you have it, my friends. The old story of some alien, time-jumping, curious cats who also happen to live on their city-sized spaceship in the heart of the Bermuda Triangle. Till we speak again. Sláinte, my friends. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Thank you for sticking around. I really hope you enjoy the episode. So, obviously, there was a big old gap between part 1 and part 2. Bit of a commentary of mine, I know. But, as I mentioned in the Facebook group, I am trying better to be more regular with the episode releases. So I've given myself a proper job hour routine, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. So I am very much going to try my best to, you know, try my best to not have you wait 6 weeks between episodes, especially when they're multi-parters. I'm definitely going to try. But moving on to more positive things. Well, that's also positive, I should say. 2 new patrons to shout out. Massive thank you to B. Sullivan. Hello, B. Sullivan. Thank you very much. And also to Irene van den Doel. Love that Dutch name. Irene, thank you so much. And B. Sullivan, thank you so much for joining in. Anybody else would like to join at the Patreon? It's www.patreon.com/mirthsandmonsters. There are rewards there. Again, I'm a little behind with those. I have to record some stories, but they're going up very, very soon, the next couple of days from when I record this. But there's, you can get your mugs and you can get stickers, you can get badges. There's lots on offer. That's kind of it, though. I basically just want to say a massive thank you to the Murther community for being incredible. Your support is beyond compare. Your kindness is off the scale. And you really keep me going. So I just want to thank you. And I want to improve myself for you. And for me. But for you. You've stuck with me for over 4 years now. And I want to keep this going. and I want to get better at it. Just please remember that what you do helps me and others in the community. Just remember that. Even if it's just saying hello to somebody. Everything helps. But that's enough soppiness for the time being. So, till next time, folkies.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Daddy Fling.